Good afternoon. This is David G from the Chopra Center in Carlsbad, California, the sweet spot of the universe. And wherever you may be listening to this broadcast, it's about 71 degrees, blue skies and puffy clouds. So take some solace in that and nestle up for the next few minutes. We're going to spend some time together and we'll actually have the opportunity to tap into some of that warmth that's within, and we can bring that out into our world. Today is February 11th, and it's Thursday. And in the world of the Chopra Center, Thursday is the law of intention and desire. So I thought we'd start today's session with just a mini meditation where we can really tap into our intentions and our desires. The Upanishad says, you are your deepest driving desire. As is your desire, so is your will. As is your will, so is your deed. And as is your deed, so is your destiny. So your intentions and desires can be your destiny. So why don't we just begin with a short meditation. Let's close our eyes together. Take a deep breath in. And gently release. Let's do that again. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let's hold it a bit. And then let's let go. And now just gently follow your breath in and follow your breath out. And if you're on the phone, you can put your phone on speaker just so you can get a little more comfortable. And if you're online, obviously you can just disconnect from your computer and turn up your speakers. So gently breathing in and out. Let's invite right now. Let's invite into our heart one intention that we have. Just one intention that we have for 2010. Invite it in. Maybe as you breathe in, you can invite that intention into your heart. And just keep breathing as it comes in. And feel it truly take hold within you. This could be an intention about your material life, your financial life, your emotional life, your physical, your health, your spiritual life. What do you want? What are you looking for? And today on Thursday, the law of intention and desire, this is the perfect opportunity for you to perhaps get just a little clearer with where you want to go, with where you want to lean, with what you want this year to mean to you. If multiple intentions come in, let those other intentions just drift away and you get clear on one. You get crystal on just one. And when you feel it flowing into your heart, keep breathing. Don't stop breathing. When you feel it come into your heart, embrace that intention. Really look at it so clearly, so comfortably. Make that intention your friend. Not some requirement and not some pressure, but your friend. A sweet, loving friend that's going to help take you from where you are to where you want to be. And just keep breathing in and out. It takes 1 minute for all the blood in your body to circulate. From the moment it leaves the heart, it then takes a minute to move through every cell in your body and then return to your heart. So right now, let's keep that intention in our heart, keeping your eyes closed. Breathe deeply in and gently let go. And feel that intention in your heart. You could even place your palm on your heart and feel your heart reach up to meet your palm. And keep breathing and feel that intention start to expand with each breath that you take. Feel it grow with each pulse. And now, plant that intention like a seed deep within, in the fertile soil of your heart. And just let it go. And know that as the heart has now pumped its first pump of blood out through your body, that intention is being woven through every single cell in your entire physiology. It's moving through your organs. It's moving through your fingertips. It's moving through your shoulders. It's moving through your brain. It's moving through your tongue, through your ankles, through your toes, through your kneecaps. Just about now, it's been about 15 seconds, so it's one quarter of the way through every cell in your body. That intention is now flowing through you. Just let it flow. Let that blood just flow. Keep breathing and keep that blood flowing. And right about now, it's about halfway through your body. It's touched every single aspect of one half of your entire physiology. Keep breathing in and gently releasing. As that intention gets stronger and more powerful, and with each beat of your heart, it grows and moves and flows. And just about now, it's through three quarters of your physiology. That intention that you placed your awareness on and invited into your heart has touched almost every cell in your body. And just keep breathing. Keep breathing. Okay, it's returned home. That intention has flowed through every cell in your body, washed itself through every single molecule in who you are, and returned back home to your heart. You can feel it right there. There's a book called A Course in Miracles, and one of the earliest sentences in that book is that every decision I make today is a choice between a grievance and a miracle. Every decision I make today is a choice between a grievance and a miracle. So in every moment, we get to choose. In every moment, we get to decide. That doesn't mean that there can't be information out there that makes us sad. And if it makes us sad, we should connect to that sadness. Should embrace it and see where that leads us. But every moment, we have the choice. What do we want to be? What do we want to do? How do we want to respond? And so we get that choice today. And I figure today is process. Today is experience. And when it feels comfortable, you can gently open your eyes. Today's experience, and we could truly tap into those intentions, tap into implementing the change that we thought we would embrace at the beginning of this year. Everyone who's online, you have the ability to text me. So if you'd like, you can text me any questions that you have over the course of this session, and I'll be happy to address them on this call. And so everyone can hear that and see what that is. And if you're on the phone listening, I guess you could text also. You could text me at, well, actually, I don't know how that works. But but if you're on the phone someplace, you can certainly send an email to feedback@chopra.com. And I'm happy to receive those, feedback@chopra.com. So open your eyes, look around wherever you are right now. That's the world that you've chosen at this very moment. That's the world that you're co-creating. Maybe you're driving, maybe you're at work, maybe you're home, maybe you're online, maybe you're on a phone. If we really look at the choices that we've made so far in 2010, you know, we get our own little personal report card. We're about, you know, 41 days into this year of 365 days. And so we have that opportunity in this moment to really make change. if we are stuck in some place, we have the opportunity to shift that. I was just sharing with someone a story. It's an ancient story from the Vedas. And there's this tale where this man has a horse in his corral and he's got a son. And one day he wakes up and the son had not locked the door on the corral. And the horse ran away. And everyone from the town came over to him and said, "We are so sorry. This is so sad. You must be very, very sad because this is horrible, horrible news. This is bad fortune that your horse has run away." And the man said, "Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens." And then the next day, that horse comes striding back into the corral being followed by three magnificent wild stallions. And everyone from the town comes to him and says, "You're so lucky. That's such good news. So fortunate." And he said, "Well, we'll see what happens." And then the next day, his son is riding one of those wild stallions and he gets thrown off and he breaks his leg. And everyone from the town comes in and says, "Oh, that is such bad news. We're so, so unfortunate. It's very, 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 very bad news." He said, "Well, we'll see what happens." The next day, the army comes to town and the army says, "We're taking every single able-bodied man to attend a suicide mission in another village. But your son has a broken leg, so he won't be able to come with us." And everyone from the town came over to him and said, "Oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. This is the best news in the world. You're so lucky. You're so fortunate." And he said, "Well, we'll see what happens." The next day, the army comes back and everyone, it wasn't a suicide mission. In fact, everyone received $1 million in gold. They won this magnificent battle and they all had $1 million in gold, and everyone came to this man's house and they said, "Oh, we're so, so sorry. Everyone in the town is a millionaire now except you. Everyone is feeling really, really great. And so we're so, so, so sorry that you don't have $1 million. This is bad fortune. This is bad news. Is not really healthy." The next day, it turns out that a rival army came to the town and killed everyone who had gold and stole all their money. So the only people left was this man and his horses and his son. There was no one left in the town to tell him whether it was good or whether it was bad. So we get to choose in every moment. How do you want to interpret this? How do you want to interpret life? How do you want to bring that to take into your life? What do you want your life to look like in a month, 3 months, 6 months? At the end of 2010, what do you want to have said about this year? So probably it was maybe December 25th or so when you started coming up with your New Year's resolution. You know, several years ago, David Simon wrote this book called The Ten Commitments. It's a brilliant, brilliant book. And it was essentially based on the fact that when we make commitments to ourselves, they have so much more power to them. It's because it's really about conscious choice making. And so we've all grown up pretty much with the Ten Commandments, which are someone wagging a finger at us. But we have this ability in every single moment to make commitments. And when David Simon wrote this book, you know, his list of 10 commitments were freedom, authenticity, acceptance, relaxation, wholeness, forgiveness, love, abundance, truth, and peace. Someplace in that list is something that has stayed with you, that you haven't been able to get past. Maybe you haven't been able to forgive, or maybe you believe you're worthy of forgiveness and someone hasn't forgiven you, or maybe you haven't forgiven yourself. Maybe you have a conflict between abundance. Maybe every time things get really, really close to showering you with abundance, you constrict. Or maybe you struggle with emotional freedom. Maybe you're holding on to something longer than it serves you. There's so many places where we've made a commitment and it just hasn't materialized, hasn't manifested. And so what I would suggest and what I would recommend is that we are the masters of each moment. We have the opportunity in every single moment to not be tied to a past constriction, to not react as we've reacted our entire lives, to not be stuck, to not hold on to something longer than it serves you. You know, we do this exercise a lot at the Chopra Center. Take a deep breath in and hold it. Really slow, long, deep breath in and hold that breath. Hold that breath. And keep holding it. I'm going to speak, but you keep holding that breath. Right about now, you've absorbed all the oxygen from that breath you could ever take. So by holding on to this breath, keep holding. By holding on to this breath, you are holding on to something that no longer serves you. How's that feel? How's it feel to hold on to something that no longer serves you? Okay, you can release now. You can let go. So imagine, that doesn't feel very good, and that's just a breath. Imagine holding on to a job, holding on to a relationship, holding on to some boxes from a move that you did 5 years ago, holding on to a mindset, holding on to anger, holding on to a lack of self-forgiveness. You know they're having an impact on you. And so we get the choice in every moment to step forward and be bold. We get the choice in every moment to take ourselves from where we are to where we want to be, to shift from 10 seconds ago to this very moment. Whatever has happened in the past, you need to embrace it and own it. Accept it. Accept that this moment is exactly as it is, because every single moment leading up to this moment is exactly as it should be. So these are the typical problems that people have. They have a health challenge, or they've been diagnosed with something. They're struggling with something that happened in the past regarding something they did or didn't do. Or there's a deep emotional hole. Maybe it's impacting your key relationship, whether that's your marriage or a relationship with your child or with your parent. And between our physical, our emotional, our material, and our spiritual, something is being touched by all of those. So it's my hope that just in these few minutes that we have together, we can really move forward and we can take a baby step. Take one little inch. Tony Robbins refers to it as the 2 millimeter shift. Just the teeniest shift to take our lives to the next level. And there can be a lot of thoughts that we have, but the question always comes down to, what are you doing? What are you doing to take your life to the next level? The Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 47 says, we have total control of our own actions, but no control over the fruit of those actions. And so often we let the fruit control us. We let outcomes that we have no control over be our guiding force. Fear of the outcome. Projection of an outcome. Sadness over an outcome. What if, what if, what if? We actually don't live in the past and we don't live in the future. The only moment we have is this very moment. This exact second. Take a deep breath in. This is it, present moment awareness, and it's gone. And now we have this moment, and each moment we have the next moment. But we're never tied to the past. In fact, when we lock ourselves into the past, we lock ourselves into those previously constricted views of who we were, and we are limited. When we step into the present, it's infinite possibilities. Anything can happen. We're pregnant with pure potentiality. And so what do you want to do with that? If we accept that every moment is as it should be, then we have to embrace those moments. And everything that you think you've done that you wish you hadn't, it's carved in stone. It's done. You can't fix it. You can't change it. You can't alter it. And you can't uncarve it in stone. But you can make a different decision in this very moment. So if you are deeply, deeply holding on to some pain because, oh, you should have done something different, you know what? Right this second, you can do that something different. You can't reach into the past, but you can reach into the now. And it's in the now where you actually make all these shifts in your life. So a couple of people have been texting me about, you know, how can I get past grieving my mother's death last April? I am stuck trying to figure out where she is. Someone else, how do I release the grief from my son's death? Someone asking, do we have a playback date? Yes, we will replay this in the very, very near future. We'll put it online so everyone can tap into it. How do I stay in the wide world surrounded by people and the bombardment of stimulation while staying focused on my intention and desire? It seems to be an avalanche of distractions. I've had tremendous difficult things happen to me within the past year. My marriage is in trouble. My mother passed unexpectedly. I'm separated from my daughter. I don't have a question, only a thank you. Well, thank you. This person's in a child support battle, and they're taking these principles and implementing them. What do you do in the situation when the receiver rejects unconditional love because they're not used to it? Do you continue loving them and stay in the relationship, or do you move on? And do you have any advice on how to deal with fear or worry? So these are such powerful and important questions. And if you're not there now, you've been there or will be there. And so whether it's a physical, emotional, material, health-related, or spiritual issue, we all have these. I'll address that very, very first question, you know, how do I grieve? Actually, the question is, how do I get past grieving? And the answer is, you don't have to get past anything. There's, you know, our society is a very goal-oriented society, and it's always like, okay, you're here, get over there. Or this is the situation that exists, blow it away and take that next situation. At the Chopra Center, we teach a more holistic approach. And certainly with all these emotional issues, I would suggest to everyone to experience at the least David Simon's newest book, Free to Love, Free to Heal, which really has a 5-step emotional release process that's very, very healing and nurturing. And if you have the resources and time and availability, then attend that Free to Love workshop where over a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you will release, you will identify, mobilize, release the pain that you've been holding on to, and then refill yourself with light and spirit and fulfillment. But in the meantime, while you're either ordering that book or enrolling in that workshop, there's no need to let go. My mother passed away when I was relatively young. And this was obviously devastating for everyone in my family. And at the time, it seemed like I was the one who got designated to step up and take care of my father and my sister and maybe not have the emotional response that they were having. And so at that moment, I embraced everything that my mother had been to me in my life. And that was, you know, 35 years ago. And every moment since then, I've had my mother flowing through every conversation, every thought, everything I'm saying and being right now is because I have that just cascading through me. I didn't get over her death. I brought her life into my life. And my dad, who lives far away from me, I don't get to see that often. But I am living and breathing my mother in every single moment. And so we don't have to get away or get past when someone has been so instrumental and so loving to us. we can incorporate that person, that being, into who we are, into how we think, into what we are. We can make that person an archetype in our existence and tap into the magnificent aspects of who they were, and then use our own bodies and our own cosmic framework to take our lives to the next level with them as the catalyst for that. Sometimes grieving can take a week for something, and sometimes it can take years. And only you really know what's the comfortable process to grieve, to let go to things in this physical world. And that's truly what the biggest component is. At your core, whoever you are, at your core, you are pure divine consciousness. You are the universe. You are totally connected to everything you could ever want. You're connected to abundance. You're connected to flow. You're connected to purity and love and light. And then we're stuck in this flesh casing for the span of a lifetime. And we get the opportunity to live in a physical body on this physical plane of existence. And then at some point, we get released from that flesh casing and return back to the cosmic flow. So we can grieve over the loss of someone because they physically left our space. But if we were connected to them, we can carry them in our hearts forever. We can carry them in our physiology forever, in a loving way, in an expansive way, in an evolutionary way. And that can be one of the most powerful gifts that you've ever been given. And do I regret or have sadness that I can't have conversations with my mother over the years? Yeah, of course. And that's okay. What's wrong with that? So I don't want to get past that. I want to long for my mother, and I want to feel, you know, her radiance and her brilliance. And I also want to be able to be empowered by everything that we did share during her life. I would suggest, if you're coping with the death of a loved one, that seeing a professional to talk about your emotions, coming to some type of workshop, some type of emotional healing workshop someplace. Of course, I recommend the Chopra Center's workshops because I'm so gifted to have been taught by Deepak Chopra, a endocrinologist, and by David Simon, a neurologist. So two MDs who actually are connected to these ancient Vedic healing texts and to modern Western science. And they are the fusion of that by culling the emotional component and bringing that back into this realm. So truly a very, very gifted situation. But I'd like to say that whoever you are out there, if you are in pain, you don't have to be in pain forever. And that pain may seem like 1,000 miles right now, and it's probably about a half an inch. And so each of us at this point had an intention, all right? About 15 minutes ago, we planted that intention. We let it flow through who we are, and we let it go. So we have an intention out there. Let's take it one step further. We probably made some type of New Year's resolution, but we're 40 days into 2010. And 2008 was the first year that I said, I'm going to make this the most amazing year of my life. Not the best year, because that seemed like it would be like really a lot of pressure. But having the most amazing year, well, I could do that. I wanted to be able to step back and say, grievance or miracle? And I wanted to be able to choose. And sometimes I chose the grievance, but I wanted to know that I had conscious choice making as the guide of what I was going to receive in that year. My dad had some health challenges, and a pretty big scare with something else, and my sister had some health challenges, and my key and core relationships were going through a lot of turbulence. And it was about January 5th of 2008, and a friend came up to me, and they said, how's your dad? And I said, oh, come on, that was so last year. That was so 07. I said, I'm not buying into that. 2008 is going to be a new year for me. When I think about my dad, I'm going to think about wholeness and healing, and him being smiling and full and strong. I'm not going back to that other mindset. And so 2008 was pretty challenging again, but I knew I had a choice in every moment, grievance or miracle. And I'd like to think that most of the time I chose miracle. And when 2008 ended, I said, What a great year. That was the most amazing year of my life. I made that same commitment in 2009, and there's been lots of changes in my world in 2009. But you know what? It was the most amazing year of my life because I learned and grew and expanded and reminded myself in every choice that it was a decision between a grievance and a miracle. And here we are in 2010. We're 40 days into that. 40 days into 2010. There's like 325 days left. It's a big, fat, beautiful, full year of amazing experiences that we can have, of triumphs, of pushing through, of getting things that we thought we could never touch, and of letting go of things that we thought were constricting us. So I committed in January of 2010 that I would truly make 2010 the most amazing year of my life, even better than 09 and 08 in terms of its amazingness. And so I'd like to invite you right now to join me to make 2010 the most amazing year of your life, and know that in every moment that you are the master of, you have a choice between grievance or miracle. And so if you're in, if you're joining me, send me a text. And if you don't have text capability right now, send an email to feedback@chopra.com that you're joining in on this commitment to make 2010 the most amazing year of your life. And of course, that will flourish from you being the most authentic conscious choice maker that you possibly can. So let's close our eyes right now, and let's do this breathing technique that Pema Chodron, she's a Buddhist nun, and her newest book, well, the book she's most famous for is When Things Fall Apart, but her newest book really talks about this great breathing technique. You breathe into the count of four, you hold it for the count of four, you exhale for the count of four, and you hold that out to the count of four. And if you can do this 5, 6, 7 times over the course of the day, that's so much more breathing than we do on a daily basis. We just don't breathe enough. We just don't breathe enough. So let's try it together. Take a deep breath in to the count of four. And hold to the count of four. And now release. And then hold that out to the count of four. And let's do just 3 rounds of that. 12 pieces of this breath. I'll do it on my end. You do it in your end. Remember, in to the count of four, hold to the count of four, exhale to the count of four, and hold that out to the count of four. Let's begin. Breathe in. Hold. Exhale. And hold that out. Breathe in. And hold. Let go. And hold that out. In. Hold, release, and hold. And you can just gently return back to your breath. So Pema Chodron says, do this a couple of times throughout the course of the day. What I have done is I've connected this to my rituals throughout the course of the day. I've linked it to every time I open a door, I take 3 4-part breaths. It's the refrigerator door. It's my office door. It's the car door. It's whatever door that I am opening. If the door's already open, I don't do it. But if I put my hand on a handle, I stop and I just do that breathing. It takes, you know, we're talking about 15 seconds. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, powerful process. And I would encourage you just to link it to something that you do a couple of times a day that may remind you to just breathe a little bit. A lot of people have just emailed some questions. And they all seem to be about meditation. So meditation is the most important and powerful tool that the Chopra Center teaches. At every Chopra Center event, and we have about 12 different workshops, retreats, seminars, we teach it wherever we are, whatever's going on. And each week at Perfect Health, you know, Monday through Saturday program, wellness program here, we teach meditation as well. So keep breathing, and with your eyes closed, let's get really clear on a commitment that we want to make. You know, we already have our intention, but what are we going to do about it? So think small. Don't think big. Think small. What's the smallest thing that you can do today? Right? You already had your intention. You put that out there. You planted it in your heart. It flowed through your physiology. You released it to the universe. It's part of who you are, and it's part of the universal flow. But the question has to be, what are you going to do about it? Because having great intentions without follow-through doesn't equal anything. So what's 2010 going to be the year of for you? You know, the Chinese New Year, this is the year of the tiger. What's it for you? Is this your year of abundance? Is this your year of breakthrough? Is this the year that you let go of something you've been holding onto so long that had stopped serving you so long ago? What's it going to be? Is this your breakthrough year? Is this your breakout year? So right now, with our eyes closed and breathing gently, let's really take that step. Let's make a commitment. It can be a commitment to forgiveness. It can be a commitment to let go of some anger that you've had or some resentment. It can be a commitment to move forward in something that you've been stuck in or stalling in. It can be a commitment to perhaps allow a little more love to be received by you. What's this year going to be? This is not up to somebody else. This is up to you. And in this moment, you can make the most important commitment to determine what is the trajectory of 2010 look like. So with our eyes closed, let's say to ourselves, I commit to, and then finish the sentence silently to yourself. And remember, this doesn't have to be really, really big. This could be getting on the phone and calling someone. This could be texting someone. This could be cleaning out a drawer as the first step in cleaning out your garage. This can be just writing someone's name in front of you because you've been so afraid to call them up and apologize for all this time. Or this can be you committing to forgive somebody. Because when we forgive, we free ourselves from the ties that bind us to the one who hurt us. We're holding that tether to them. They've let go. They've moved on. We're the one in pain. And when we forgive, we free ourselves from that pain. So what's that going to be? And when you've truly defined your commitment, open your eyes. You should have a big smile on your face at this point because you've got something really powerful inside. You've got something magnificent. It's your will and it's channeling the universe. There's very little more powerful things than that. I'd like to share with you a couple of things about our gateway program, which is referred to as a weekend within. Because a lot of people are saying to me, "I get it, but I can't decide on a commitment." Or, "What if I don't know how to make it happen?" Or, "I don't know how to take that first step." Well, we've actually created a program for those looking to take a step. And it could be your first step or your thousand and first step, but it's pretty much your first step with the Chopra Center. You'll learn primordial sound meditation, and I teach that. You'll learn about Ayurveda and doshas. You'll learn about how to bring greater happiness into your life. You'll learn how to create enlightened relationships. And this is all Deepak Chopra and David Simon teaching you these magnificent skills. If we could only guarantee that we would have enlightened relationships in every moment, I can't imagine how much pain wouldn't exist on the planet. And Deepak loves the weekend within because it's his opportunity to connect to those very, very first time meditators and to those people who for the very, very first time are stepping out of their world and dipping a toe into a world of higher consciousness, into a world of compassion, into a world of greater love, flexibility, transformation. It's a 3-day experience. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're offering specially to everyone on this call, if you're within the sound of my voice, this program, which is typically $775 a person for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Deepak Chopra, David Simon, Claire Diab, who's the director of the Seven Spiritual Laws of Yoga Teacher Training, and I'm one of your guides as well. We want to offer that 2-for-1 for $775. And if it's just you alone and you can't have another person, then we want to give you the opportunity to attend for $575, where you'll learn your primordial sound mantra. You'll learn the vibration the universe was making at the moment you were born. You'll learn the vibration that the universe was making at the moment you passed from the unmanifest into the manifest. And we'll practice that each morning. We'll practice that each morning and each afternoon, and we'll meditate, and we'll perform yoga, and you'll really learn what that is. And just having a session with Deepak Chopra and really having, that flow of David Simon talking about some of the most magnificent concepts of emotional healing. It's one of the most amazing experiences that we do offer. And if you enroll in that weekend within, we're also offering, everyone will receive a copy of the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, which is, Deepak's global seller. And everyone will also receive the Chopra Center Essentials amenity pack, which has tri-dosha, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, body lotion. But the most important thing it has inside it is relaxing Abhi oil, which is Ayurvedic massage oil. So that can help ground you and balance you, the aroma as well as the permeating into your skin. It's very, very powerful. I'd like to invite someone to join me on this call. Her name is Christy Lees. She is the director of the Chopra Center for Well-Being, and she runs our Perfect Health program. And several months ago, we did a weekend within in Toronto. She's a Torontonian, Canadian. And she got her family to step into this world, her mother, her mother's friends, her siblings. And so I figured here's someone who actually experienced it and lives it every day and works with our guests on a daily basis. And after, years of being a registered nurse and working with cancer patients, she had the opportunity to bring her family into this. So, Christy, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, everyone. So I'm very happy to be included in this teleconference. I just wanted to tell you all a little bit about my experience as a member of the Chopra Center, but also as somebody who has really believed in everything that we do here in the Renewal Weekend. And it was really is a great entry point for those of you that may not know a lot about what the Chopra Center does, or that might be really interested in Ayurveda, or for those of you that really have a keen interest on empowering yourselves to take control of your own health and well-being. I've seen more and more as a nurse in a traditional healthcare system that unfortunately it seems that we are taking the power away from the individual to influence their health and well-being. The interesting thing is now that I am practicing in a more holistic sense here at the Chopra Center with the principles of Ayurveda, an individual really can take control and take charge and influence their health. We are active participants in how we feel and how our lives flow. So that's a very important concept to understand, and one of the things that we will touch on through the weekend within. And it's really introducing you to all of these beautiful principles of Ayurveda. So, you know, I certainly shared this interest, and not everyone in my family or those close to me necessarily knew what the Chopra Center was, even though now Deepak is quite the celebrity, but there are still people that don't know. And Ayurveda, what people would say, you know, they're thinking, what are you talking about? They're thinking it's a cult. They have no idea what it is that we're doing. So anyway, I really wanted to expose a lot of my family and friends to this and just give them a little taste. And that's really what the Weekend Within is. It's a taste, it's a sampling of all of the things that we practice and that we teach so that people get an idea of what we're all about and what we're doing. So you will learn all of the things that David G has put forward to you. And it's really great. And I found that a lot of my family members and my friends, and my mother brought a lot of her friends. It turned into quite the girls' weekend, and it was really quite fun for them. But they all left in a very short amount of time, just a weekend, feeling very, very empowered. I, in fact, got thank you cards, received thank you cards from my mother's friends and even my father's assistant. He sent his assistant because she was very excited about it and wanted to learn. And, you know, they have since then embarked on quite a healing journey of their own, and it has stimulated them, and it has really gotten them to take more of an interest in their own health and well-being. So it's really, really a great program. So it was very energizing for me to see the wonderful effects of just this little taste of this information. And more and more and more you will realize with that little taste, it will spur your energy. So it's a really great program. So I'm going to pass you back on.
Oh, Chrissy, I just have one quick question for you. Was there any lessening in their anxiety or stress or the daily routine? What was the tangible impact that a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with Deepak and David and other members of the Chopra Center staff has on people?
Well, you know what? It's funny that you say that, because it certainly had an effect on their anxiety and how balanced they felt. But the most important part is, and I think if you ask the husbands of the wives that were actually at this weekend how they felt after their wives returned home, and, you know, it could go the other way with husbands, but I know my father was definitely very pleased that my mother had gone and attended Weekend Within, because she was much more balanced, more conscious in her approach, and more conscious in her communication, and really felt quite good overall. So your stress level will go down, which is a really great thing, and it'll influence you to learn more and more, and your stress can only result positively as that effect. So, David G., back to you. Thanks, great. Everyone.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful, because, you know, how Christy came to the Chopra Center was she came to an event, and then she came to another event, and then she came to Seduction of Spirit, and then she got on the teacher's path, and then she became a perfect health teacher. And then she came to the Chopra Center, and we had the need for someone with that skill set and who was embracing that lifestyle. So I did want to share with you, there's a page with this offer online. It's chopra.com/ww for Weekend Within. That's double W. So if you want to type in chopra.com/ww, you'll find that there. But I think if you're thinking about where do I start, where do I begin, how do I tap into this on a more regular basis, please, please, I implore you, take this step. I took this step on my own as well. And here I am 7 years later, you know, at the Chopra Center. And so, yeah, at a certain point, we all find ourselves at a crossroads. and what's going to be our next step and where are we going to be. And I would encourage everyone here, hold fast to your commitments. Let's stay connected on these commitments. They're so powerful. They're so critical. They're so core to what our life is going to look like in 6 months. But if you have the time and attention, if you have the finances, if you have a question, or if you find yourself at the crossroads, or if you are looking to for a step into something, or even the tiniest little movement leaning towards some type of nurturing scenario, April 30th, May 1st, May 2nd is our weekend within at the Chopra Center on the grounds of La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California, the sweet spot of the universe. So again, that date is April 30th, May 1st, May 2nd. Spend the weekend with Deepak, David, me, and our loving Chopra Center staff. To be able right now to bring someone for a two-for-one, and obviously we'll have to hold this only for a very, very short time, but I encourage you, connect to that person. Right now, ask yourself, who out there could use a little extra love? Right now, who out there could use a little less anxiety? In my life, who is it who I could just shower with a little stress management? And based on all the emails that I've seen and the commitments that you're making and the texts that you've been sending me, you know, you want to make that shift in your life. This is one way to do that. I encourage you to, at the least, take your first step on your commitment, whatever that is. You owe that to yourself. You owe that connection. You owe that commitment, and you owe that follow-through to you. And if you think for the slightest second, maybe I'm not worthy of that, you are so worthy of receiving happiness and fulfillment. And if you don't think you are, you should definitely come to the Chopra Center and let us help you give yourself permission to take your next step and to love yourself. I wanted to end this teleconference with a beautiful quote that Deepak wrote in his book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. We are travelers on a cosmic journey, stardust swirling and dancing in the eddies and whirlpools of infinity. Life is eternal, but the expressions of life are ephemeral, momentary, transient. The founder of Buddhism once said, "This existence of ours is as transient as autumn clouds. To watch the birth and death of beings is like looking at the movements of a dance. A lifetime is like a flash of lightning in the sky, rushing by like a torrent down a steep mountain. We have stopped for a moment to encounter each other, to meet, to love, to share. This is a pretty precious moment, but it is transient. It is a little parenthesis in eternity. And if we share with caring, lightheartedness, and love, we will create abundance and joy for each other. And then this moment will have been worthwhile." So I encourage you to visit chopra.com/ww. I encourage you to send me any emails regarding anything to feedback@chopra.com. And if you have a program consultant and you want to bring a group to something like this, we've had 10 or 15 people from the same organization or family or corporation, and suddenly everyone's speaking the same language. It's one of the most connecting and one of the most beautiful experiences with a pretty low barrier to entry. So again, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to spend it with me and to spend it with the Chopra Center. This is David G. I wish you peace and namaste, and we're connected now. We're committed, you and me, to make 2010 the most amazing year of our lives. Blessings.